Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, Gloria, go by. 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 Gloria, Gloria, go by.
Jesus in our mouth, what we're talking about. Taking you on home, cause you're up in our zone. We'll be sitting music on the telephone. Now you know we're not wrong. We won't change our tone.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's my song. Praise be to God. How's everybody doing this beautiful Sunday evening? Oh, my goodness. That's my song. I'm telling you, I know y'all tired of me playing, but I got to keep playing it. I got to keep playing it. Praise God. Every chance I get. How you doing, Minister D is in the house right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. What's going on, Minister D?
Yo, what's going up? What's going on this hot Sunday? This hot, hot, hot Sunday.
Ooh,
in the A, yeah.
What you talking about?
Well,
in the A and the T and the A.
Land of the living.
Okay, I hear now, I hear some people in the background now, Mr. D. What's going on? You might hear a fan going. Sister Badger Peppercorn is in the house, y'all. Sister Badger Peppercorn is in the house. I got to introduce her. I don't want to have no problem. Yeah, you hear me? You should be introduced before you fool him. I hear a lot of noise, too. But look, I just want to say that's my song, and I thank you for playing it, because I needed that.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mr. D, you got something
yes,
going
ma'am.
On your email.
That's the fan. It's hot in here.
Oh, Lord Jesus. That's what I say.
That's what I say, too. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, help us, Lord, because it's going to be another one. It's going to be another one today.
It is hot like it is in the motherland. It is very, very hot.
Well, I just want to let people know today is a good day, because the reason why I'm saying that, let me tell y'all something. I went to North Carolina to a memorial, funeral memorial, and, everything's like virtual now with these funerals because of the pandemic. And They had only 25 people at the memorial because that's the only people they could fit. Even though the building was big, they had to space everybody out, so they didn't want, for spacing purposes. Everybody else was on video virtually. And they play every praise. I thought I was going to tear up that whole place. I thought I was going to run through all them tables. And everybody was up clapping and almost doing a line dance. It was everybody just got so into that. That's my song. When I said that was my song, when she played it, I said, ooh, yeah, they don't know what they done. Because I'm finna tear up everything. But I'm telling you, I love that song. Ooh. Okay, anyway, let me get off of that. Look here, this is another day to discuss revival. I'm telling you, we got to get it crunk. We got to get it started. We got to get it crunk. I need y'all people to call in, text in, email in. You know our email address is gloriousgospelvibes@yahoo.com. Please give us a shout, because we need all people we can find, all pastors, all evangelists, all bishops, all overseers, all apostles. We need everybody, our lay members, ushers. We need musicians. We need it all. People that can put up tents and break down tents, laborers. We need everything. So, and most of all, we need is finance. So, I'm just a little mustard seed, but like I said last Sunday, mustard seed trees are big. They grow to be big. And this is going to be a big thing. This is going to be a worldwide revival. I'm telling you, we have to go from city to city, and from city to city and we might go from world to world. We might go from earth to Mars. We might go to earth to moon. Woo! I had to throw that out there. Can you throw that?
World.
Don't just throw. I just threw that out. No, you need to throw that real far. Far is the moon. Far, because that ain't going to happen.
Well, see, we're not going to go by what ain't going to happen. We're going to go by what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't worry about that.
We can't worry about what's going to happen, because it's a plan of God that we come together as one and serve him and go by his will in these last days. These days is terrible. And y'all know what's going on that news. And we're going to bring Minister Dion. He's going to give us a little news background. But I'm going to tell y'all know what's going on. It don't look good. You see how fast this world turning? It's like it's on crack. It's on crack.
It don't
Every
look
morning,
good. It don't look good.
You say, oh, it's morning. I just woke up. And you say, And look, it seems like you take a deep breath and say, oh, I'm going to go back to bed. It's time to go to bed. It's time to go to bed. That's just how quick it is. Y'all better get it together. It's a new day, new time. So before we get crunk, we're going to play God's Plan by Drake, and we're bringing in gospel news right here on Glorious Gospel Live with Minister Demon. Before that, we're going to say prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Father, we thank you for safe travel to and from every destination that we have been on, Lord God, for your covering, Lord God. We thank you for our listeners that's on the air right now, and for those that weren't able to get on today, Lord God, we ask you to help us to draw all listeners to this radio broadcast so they can hear about the revival, Lord God. We're going to do your will. We're going to get this Bible revival together, Father, and we know that you already planned this thing, and it's going to come to pass. Father, we thank you for all the hosts that's on the air right now and those that are not on the air right now. We ask you to bless each and every family, Lord God. Everyone that's need healing in their body and deliverance from any sickness, disease, virus, bacteria, germ. They cannot live in our Christian field, Holy Ghost, Bible-toting bodies. I don't care what they say. We are sanctified in the blood, and no virus can stay in these bodies and live. It might pass through, but hey, it's just visiting. It's got to go. Can't stay. Well, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord. Ah, yes, praise him. So, let's do this. God's playing in the house, Drake.
They wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and they wish on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. Don't tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, like, yeah. I finesse down Western Road, like, yeah. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait, yeah. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait, yeah. I make sure that Northside E. And still bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Yeah. Hey, hey. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, hey, no, hey. Someone watching this shit close, yup, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Row, hey, roll, hey. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah, yeah. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Yeah. Thank you.
about this, Global.
Maybe you can answer this question.
I have a question, and I wish Bishop Dukes was on today. Y'all can answer this for me. Why won't y'all stay home?
Because we don't want to stay home. We got to see the atmosphere. We got to catch the virus.
Many of us, you know, we got a bunch of uneducated opinions, you know, about this thing. But the point is, many people out here get sick and dying. Why won't y'all stay home today?
Well, I ain't staying home. I ain't staying home. I ain't got it. They need to be covered in the blood.
Well, for those who ain't covered in the blood, it's 3,635,187,000 cases right now in the U.S. Total deaths. 138,782. Now, across the country, I'm just going to name some of the leading states with the largest number of cases. California, 366,000 cases. Florida, 323,000 cases. Texas, 307,000 cases. New York City, 222,000 cases. And I'm going to stop here at New Jersey with 176,000 cases. Now, you jump down here to our state, which is, I want to say, number 11 on this list. We are at 135,000 reported cases.
Mm-hmm.
Stay off at home. Now, y'all keep running back and forth, telling, yeah, this ain't nothing but an airborne, all this, yada, yada, yada. The point is, folk getting sick and dying. You really don't know the answer. You really don't know what it is, because if you did, we'd all be cured. So please stop with your uneducated opinions and uninformed and uneducated opinions and follow the rules so we can get rid of this thing. That's my news for today.
God, that was quick. That's all you got to say. Can I say something? That's all you got to say for the news. Oh, Lord. Anyway. No, I really want to say something. Because, you know, the news, you know, on the media news on TV, they got everybody confused. Because some people say it ain't. You're not going to get it. And then some people say you're going to get it. Some people say wear a mask. Some people say don't wear a mask. So what a woman like me supposed to do?
Oh, no, she didn't.
Well, a mask it don't cost you but a couple of dollars to put on the mask. It costs you more than that to buy some, I'm going
to
leave that alone.
It don't cost you more than that to be in the hospital.
Oh,
no, yet.
Right.
But don't start now. What you was going to say? No, he won't say nothing. I promise you, he won't say nothing. Go ahead. Don't.
It don't cost a couple of dollars to get you a stinking mask. Just wear your mask, doggone it.
Well, my mask don't stink, but I got some new ones. They don't stink. But,
look,
if
you're breathing in it, it stinks.
See, okay. All right, so this is the view between Peppercorn and Tuggles. We ain't even going there today. We try to get this answer. But I'm with Peppercorn on this. It is confusing because we got a man coming on TV that created this virus, and now he got so much information on how to stay alive. But why did you create it, and how did it get plugged into every state, all these people that done died? We're not even talking about the ones that are still living that just got the virus. We're talking about the ones that's dead, the ones that's already gone. How did this get plugged in to every state in the United States like that? No, they can't convince me otherwise.
And your point is valid. That's my point. I'm not dismissing nobody's point.
I know you're not. You're trying to just get them to just come together so we can get rid of it. And since
just
the man that created it, Sister Man that created is saying, keep your mask on, stay social distance, and stay home. It's easier said, I guess, than done, because a lot of people, if they don't leave home and go to work, they'll be sitting outside. Because even though they're not supposed to be evicting people and all this kind of stuff, see, they said that at first. But see, now everyone yeah, reopened everything. All that was null and void. Now, they didn't come back and say, okay, y'all can't evict nobody. You can't do this. You can't do that. So they're evicting people. People are sitting outside.
Well, see, it's a two-way street, and I think I alluded to this some months ago, because, well, number one, yes, we need to make money, and when you shut everything down and make people pay, stay home, the economy suffers. Well, it's not suffers, it's suffered. So being in that position, you had to open some stuff up, and then it's a real touch and go. You can't say, well, businesses can't run because you can't make any money. But, you know, and then they say, well, if you have
well,
to go,
make
go
money?
Somewhere, make money.
Well,
yeah, you
money.
Can't.
Well, we can't make money, but they make money. They make money when they want to do anything else. They could build a billion-dollar dog facility. They can build a billion-dollar stadium and get money to do anything they want to do. But they seem like they just cannot get no money together to give the citizens enough to be able to hold them until they open up stuff after everything is you know, anticipated. Everything is gone. All the diseases,
that's a
you
whole,
know.
But that's a whole different fight. Well, you and I know that's a whole different fight. You know what I mean?
Fight,
that's a whole different fight. But what I'm saying is, on the lower level, when you just talking
not
about the everyday working person, when you talk about the everyday working person, what they say, the mom and pop stores, you know, the small business really are the ones that really drive the economy. And those are the ones that actually really suffered the most during the shutdowns. So it's kind of hard for you to tell them, no, hey, stay home and not open when.
Well, everybody had a chance. Everybody got any small business had a chance to get the small business loan grant.
No, they didn't.
And
no, they did not.
Got,
no, they did not.
They,
no, they
I
did
mean,
not.
I know
no,
everybody
did
didn't get it. I know everybody didn't get it. Everybody didn't get it. I know this. I'm telling you, I'm going to get to that. Everybody, most of them applied, but everybody didn't receive. I know that.
Right.
I know that. So those that didn't receive, even though they applied, they got to give them their money.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You know, because it's a lot, you know, even people that's unemployed, a lot of people even got their unemployment check yet from the first time.
And even with
they got
that, it's like
income tax check from the first time.
Look, how you going to wait till I'm 5-6 months in the hole and send me a check for $1,000? What am I going to do with that?
Really, that's what I'm saying. So they're going to have to make some changes. They're going to have to make some changes. But it seems like they don't care. It's a no caring breeze blowing, because all these humans done passed away and died, and you still ain't trying to really do nothing to resolve this. You don't care.
Well, you know what's happening? One of their own hadn't died yet.
Yeah, right. Well, see, they don't want God to start getting dismiss some people, because it's gonna go full circle. Somebody better get it together.
Well, just to repeat the first part of that sentence, and I agree with you 100%.
They don't want God.
God.
They don't want God.
Is it stop right
yeah.
now? They don't want God.
They don't want God. Okay, put the rest
yeah.
on there. You don't want him to. Ooh. Y'all already pressed the several buttons, but we got so merciful of God, so loving God. Yeah,
see,
I don't even understand, because you know if it had been a human like us, we would have shot all y'all down. Everybody would have shot me. But
that,
our God is so
right
merciful.
Now, we don't want God.
Okay, well, I'm gonna throw it in there. Now say what you're trying to say. You're trying to start on the hush. Shit, go ahead, man. Say what you got to say. Tell him you don't want God to get your gun. Tell him you don't want God to get his gun. Mm-hmm. That's what you tell him.
You know what?
Woo!
anyway,
you know what?
I had to just throw that up there. Wow. Oh, Lord. Anyway, let me play forever about Chris Tomlin in the house right here on Glorious Gospel. Bye.
I'll be committed to you. I'll never leave you. Nothing in this world could make me walk away. No matter what life may bring, I'll be by your side. No matter what you think, you won't be lonely.
Help us with this revival. We got to get this word out. We need to get some flyers done And you need to go and tell all your little buddies overseas. And what's your little friend name? Minister D, what's her little friend name was that she had over here on the broadcast one time? Bishop.
A boo boo.
What his name was? You ain't saying nothing. At
a BC, a boo boo.
I'm so glad I'm not near you to smell that spit that just came from your mouth. I'm gonna let him know. We know we all trying to get this revival started, y'all. Y'all gonna make sure y'all email all evangelists in regards to the revival. But Mr. D need to get out and do some work too, because he's making a lot of noise here today on the broadcast. I don't know what all the noise is, but anyway, he needs to, y'all know what I'm talking about. No, we don't. We're on the air. You need to probably, let us know what you're saying. No, I'm just saying, I'm going to let him know, it's going to be him when he call y'all, he's going to help. I know he's going to help. All I got to do is tell him to help. But if he don't help, it's going to be a problem. So he's going to help. Oh, okay.
I fail to see clarity in what she's saying. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, she want to know if you're going to be involved in getting the revival, helping the revival. We're going to have to get your church.
I'm going to be involved.
Yeah, don't let me have to come. See, I'm going to have to come over to your church and do a, introduction. I'm going to have to come to some of y'all
churches.
Well,
that church, you ain't going to find nobody there.
A lot of y'all got this virtual thing going, so. I guess I'm gonna have to get on the church from the laptop. And see, God told y'all. He said y'all don't want to come to church. It's gonna be a time you ain't gonna be able to come to church because since y'all didn't want to come anyway. Yeah.
But
so now everybody complaining about they want to go back to church.
Now, Gloria,
pardon me.
Now, maybe you better give an answer this for me. Give me an intelligent answer for this. I'd like to know. I'm just curious how many people who are suffering spiritually not being able to attend church. Being the church is the house where we go to be fed. Some people are spiritually mature enough to be able to get it at home, but a lot of us need the church. Mm-hmm.
Now you need the church. You got to be in the church. You got ain't no if there, but you got to be in that church.
and I say that because this past weekend I had the privilege of being in on a viewing for Miss Betty Pace. And when I say them jokers churched like it was a Sunday morning, I said, my God.
Virtually?
You wouldn't have thought. No, this
virtually.
Was, they had, no, this was.
Oh, they had service.
Live and they had church. No, excuse me, they had church.
Was they so?
And they went, yeah, but they had church. Mm. The body was there for the viewing, for the people to come
and,
pay their last respect. But when I tell you,
you don't think no coronavirus went on. Everybody had on masks. They had them all spaced out. I want to know about that. Now that's a question.
Yeah, everybody had on masks. That was the mandate. Everybody that came in, I need to have on a mask. But they had absolute unadulterated church up in there.
Okay.
Now, maybe it was because that most of the people that been in there hadn't been in church in a few months and just had,
right.
And just had that praise that they needed, had that praise that was down on the inside that they needed to get out. Whatever the situation may be,
I'll tell you what it is.
Had church.
Okay. but most of it's habit. You know, like, say for instance, like me, I like wintergreen lifesavers, right? But if you take those wintergreen lifesavers away from me, and I don't have them for like a week, I'm going, and if I didn't have a dime, I'm going to jail because I'm going right in the store and pick up me a bag of wintergreen lifesavers.
And walk out.
Because I got to have it. You know, I didn't wean myself off of it. My body is craving for these wintergreen lifesavers. So, although the church is supposed to be in us, okay, we should know enough word. Christians are supposed to be outside the walls to help draw the sinner man to Christ. They done got so used to going to church, sitting in these chairs for 30 years, because, you know, 40 years, however long they've been in there. As soon as the church door closed and they ain't been able to go, they craving to be back at that church, to wear them outfits, to look at the people that's there, to shout, to sing, because it's like a recreational time, because they've gotten used to this.
But they forgot about
the purpose of going to church and learning of the word, so we can get out of the church and go tell somebody. And they say, well, you are not assembling yourself among the saints. That's the word. Say you're not assembling yourself among the saints. Oh, you don't think God know that?
Yeah. But I really believe that was some people there. Now, how many of them? I don't know. I ain't God. I don't know. That was
so
glad
just
to be
in the number. You know that song.
Just be in the house. You remember what the scripture said? What the scripture said? I was glad when they said unto me. Let us go
to the house.
Into the house of the Lord. So let me break it down. I was glad when the scripture said unto me, let's go to church. And they were glad. Now, in spite of the circumstance and the situation, why they were there, but there was an opportunity to go into the house of the Lord and give that praise that they didn't have pent up for the last 4 or 5 months.
Well, what you talking about?
And they straight went for it.
They went for the gusto. So now you think they got this shot on, so you think they can hold out another month?
Is that going to help them out?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, look. One of them walked out of there and said, yeah, that'll last me a few more months.
See what I'm talking about? Y'all need to pray for y'all sisters and brothers, because they need to get. Oh my God! Y'all can set up a page for Facebook. Set up a page to get to the next center man, so you can get some of that word out you. Let's go on. Inspiration Corner. Inspiration Corner, right?
All
now.
Right.
We got to do it.
Let's move.
We got to do it. Let's roll it.
Inspiration, dedication, motivation.
Okay, we just found out we had some technical difficulties. Could you hear anything, Minister D?
Nope, I ain't hear nothing until the song came back.
Really? Okay, we're going to have to replay that for the listeners on the air. So right here, we're going to talk about, we were talking about words of comfort and hope, renewing your faith in troubled times. And at the time, we were talking about Jesus was ministering to a great multitude when the people began getting hungry. He took his disciples Philip aside, and he asked him an important question. He said to Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. So Jesus asked Philip, "Philip, these thousands of people are hungry. Tell me, how are we going to feed them? What do you think we should do?" How incredibly loving our God is, I tell you. He knows all along what he would do. The verse tells us so. Yet he was trying to teach Philip something important, and the lesson he wanted to impart has great significance in today and what we're going through right now in this pandemic time. Right now the world is in some pandemic time in history that we've never had before. The present things going on at this time when Christians everywhere are facing trials has never been perceived before. Multitudes sit up half the night trying to figure out how they're gonna take care of the kids, if they're gonna send them to school, how we gonna get to work, if we stay home, what we gonna do, if maybe I do it this way, maybe to work this way, what am I gonna do? When Jesus posed the question to Philip, the disciples didn't even have bread. They didn't just have a bread problem. Let me put it like that. They had a money problem, a bakery problem, a distribution problem, a transportation problem, and a time problem. And if you add it all up, they had problems. The situation was absolutely impossible at that time. But, beloved, let me tell y'all something. In the midst of your impossible situation, Jesus comes to you asking, what are you going to do about this? Now, he knows what he's going to do. He has a plan. Yet he also want to know how you, his servant, is going to face this time of pandemic and epidemic and all this stuff going on. It's a bad time right now. We're trying to figure out how we're going to face this stuff because we never had to do it before. It's something different that we have to face. But there's nothing like what our God can do. The correct answer Philip would have gave Jesus, said, "Jesus, God, nothing is impossible for you. So I'm giving this problem to you right now, and it's no longer my problem. It's your problem." More than anything, Jesus wanted Philip to remember the words he had already spoken to him about God's faithfulness. And I believe Christ wants the same for his people today. And he has given us power, words, and comfort, and hope for just a certain time as this, in these crisis times. And we got to remember, God reminds us, I am power. I am also compassion. God wants us to know that. And he wants us to know, he said, I want you to realize I am more than just power. I am also compassion. And if you see me only as a healer or a miracle worker, you will stop fearing me. But if you also see me as compassionate, a giver of good gifts, you will love me and trust in the word that I give you. So it's time for us to get in our word and trust God with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul. We're going to need to do that. So do you believe that he's a miracle worker? Do you believe he can work out every situation? We are to delight ourselves in the Lord. Our abiding peace will always depend on our resignation into God's hand, no matter what our circumstances are. The psalmist say, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. That's Psalms 37:4. And if you have fully resigned yourself into God's hand, he will empower you to endure hardship. If you are resigned into his keeping power, you won't be scared. You won't have no fear. You will not be frightful about this kind of stuff that's going on right now. You will constantly be trying to figure out the next step. And even if you try to figure it out, God has already have a plan. He already got it. So you turn it over to him. It is because you have entrusted your life, family, and future into his safe, loving hands. Our God, our great shepherd, knows to take and preserve his flock because he leads us into love. And in closing, I return the question Jesus posed to Philip, what are you going to do? May our response be, Lord, you are the miracle worker. I surrender all my doubts, my fears to you. I entrust this entire situation my whole life into your care, and I know you won't allow me to faint. In fact, I realize you already know what to do, and the problem is already solved. I trust you. I have faith in you. I hold out and hold on to your unchanging hand, and that is my word for today. I'm sorry for the silence on technical difficulties, but that word has to go forth today. So as we give this revival, give me a call, give me a shout out, give me an email, and let me know if you're involved, because we're going to take this here world by storm right here on Glorious Gospel Live. We'll see you back here next week, same time, same place, right here on Glorious Gospel Live.
We are out of here.
Glorious, 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 glor